Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. In Rolling Hills and Rolling Hills Estates on the Palos Verdes Peninsula, once in a while you can find a blacksmith on the side of the street repairing and putting horseshoes on a horse. In other parts of the country, near horse and cattle ranches, there are still blacksmith shops. So there was a smart alecky kid who walked into a blacksmith shop shortly after the blacksmith had thrown a white hot horseshoe onto the ground so it could cool. Seeing the horseshoe on the ground, this brash kid reached down and picked it up and instantly dropped it because it burned his fingers, of course. The blacksmith said, "Kind of hot, wasn't it?" The kid said with attitude, "No, it wasn't. It just didn't take long for me to look at it." Sometimes we can make quick decisions. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes we are wishy-washy with our decisions. Sometimes we don't know what to do, and someone steps in and makes a decision for us. Sometimes God asks us to step out in faith and trust a decision, even though others might not understand. Sometimes our decisions affect others, people we may never even meet. And sometimes our decisions can affect the course of human events, which is what happened almost 300 years ago with the birth of our nation. Tomorrow we celebrate Independence Day, a day when young leaders of our country made life-changing decisions. Our nation was founded in part by religious and entrepreneurial refugees from an old world seeking a new world. And as we found our identity as a nation, we became a beacon of freedom and liberty for people all around the world. All of my grandparents immigrated from communist Yugoslavia almost 100 years ago. Communist Yugoslavia became Croatia, with Serbia, Montenegro, Herzegovina as neighboring nations. Today, our first and second reading describe a controversial topic, immigration. From Deuteronomy, we hear God say to us that God loves the stranger and says that we are to love strangers too, for we were once strangers also. In the second reading, we hear that Abraham and Sarah answered God's invitation and made a decision to leave their homeland for a land that God would show them. There is a sentence in that second reading that particularly touches me. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. Years ago, I taught at a Catholic high school in Concord. It's east of Oakland, and I had a student helper. Her name was Lisa. And she was able to attend Carondelet High School through the tuition assistance program. Throughout her senior year, Lisa helped me every day after school. Her parents had escaped Vietnam on a boat during the Vietnam War. Lisa was absolutely beautiful, humble, caring, and eager to fulfill her responsibilities. And she would talk of her parents if I asked her. Her dad had been a medical doctor in Vietnam and now was working several odd jobs. Her mom had been a nurse and was now cleaning homes. But they were making America their homeland. And like my grandparents, Lisa's parents became American citizens. But what I most remember about Lisa was her faith in God, and that she treasured being a Christian, treasured her Christian heritage above all else, and the freedom to live it. I believe Lisa would identify with our parish mission. We have it on banners hanging in our parish hall and in church. Love God, love others, serve the world. Jesus says today, you have heard, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. I think it is important for us to pause and reflect on this day before July 4th, our Independence Day, to reflect, to consider, to realize that we are called to renew our commitment to become a people like Abraham and Sarah, a people like Israel, a people like Jesus, who remembers who we are and whose we are. We are God's immigrant people. We are pilgrims on an earthly journey to a homeland, an eternal home, in God's eternal, unchanging love. And like our lifetime on earth, in God's eternal, unchanging love, we have a brief time here to make decisions, to become as God would have us be, caring for others, caring for the earth as God's creation. But there is much we hear on the news that frightens and challenges us. We hear acts of terrorism, the death of many by acts of violence, the valiant efforts of the boat people trying to escape annihilation in their homeland. There are protests on the street, Brexit, homelessness, and the isms, racism, sexism, ageism. But we are not meant to be dragged down or throw up our hands and say, what can I do to affect such issues? What can I do to make any difference? If our Christian religion is rooted in faith, hope, and love, what we can do is make wise, spirit-led, prayerful decisions based on authentic values. In everyone's bulletin, there is a yellow piece of paper. On one side are value words. On the other side, questions to ask yourself if what you regard as a value is indeed a value. I invite you to take some time later on, not during the sermon, and reflect on what your values are. When you look at that list of value words, are there any words that jump out at you? And you can say, yes, that is a value that I live. Because if we do not take the time to know what our values are, to make moral decisions that reflect your personal values and your character, others will make them for you. So take time later today, or whenever you can, to reflect on your personal values. As we prepare to celebrate Independence Day tomorrow, let us also take time to reflect on how we as a nation use our liberty in accordance with God's gracious will, so we can come to know the kind of faithfulness and hope that gave Abraham and Sarah the courage to make the decision to leave their homeland. Like my grandparents, many have come and will continue to come to the shores of North America, seeking a vision of God's purpose. May we not be afraid to make decisions that call us to leave the realm of the familiar, to step out and into the new world God has already begun in Jesus Christ. Our opening prayer today included our nation's values: freedom, peace, justice, forbearance, liberty. And Jesus calls us to the greatest of all values, love. Our presiding bishop, Michael J. Curry, issued a pastoral letter this week which stated, "Jesus tells us to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. And he tells us over and over again not to be afraid. There's no confusion about what Jesus is telling us, but it often requires courage to embody it in the real world. Again and again we become afraid, and mirrored in that fear, we turn against Jesus and one another." Last Sunday, Father Peter preached, "Choose love over fear." So based on living our Christian values, let us not be afraid to love the stranger, the immigrant, our neighbors as ourselves, to step out in faith. Let us celebrate our heritage. Indeed, with barbecued hot dogs, hamburgers, corn on the cob, potato chips, barbecued ribs, a lovely smoked brisket, chicken kebabs, veggie, tofu, or salmon burgers, and of course the all-American apple pie. Truly, let us celebrate that we are one nation under God. We are all members of one family on this fragile island home we call Earth. In a little while, you will hear the following words from our offertory anthem. "For this is my song, O God of all nations, a song for peace, for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true as mine. Oh, hear my prayer, great God of all the nations, thy kingdom come, on earth thy will be done." Amen.